Hang on, I just need to get a cup of tea. Bear with. Right, that's better. Now, where were we? Ah, yes, the weekly wordage. Thoughts and opinions. Life's distractions. Need to come up with something witty and urbane. OK, witty's a long shot. May just aim for urbane. Hang on. Just to need to look up urbane. Honestly, who'd be a columnist? Which, funnily enough, was a question I was asked just this week when meeting a friend for coffee in town. As we reflected on the changing nature of journalism, as old hacks are wont to do over a morning coffee, in his case, some people you just have to make allowances for, we ambled along a path that naturally led to columnists and both their opinions and what they add to the paper. I'm very aware at this point that I'm writing about writing, which is probably meta, is definitely self-indulgent, but as he told me, there are only a few he liked to read, and he was sitting with one of them. I needed an excuse to blow my own trumpet. Not to blow smoke, he assured me. Hey, blow away, I responded. I've started getting on board with accepting positive feedback. And we laughed. Okay, I laughed. And yes, there were only two people sitting at the table. I checked. Actually, I had thought about writing about my sudden dive into quite extreme metal music. But I need pictures for that, and no one has got back to me yet. Plus, the sun is shining, and I have a cup of tea. And I'm listening to Warrant. No, they're definitely not metal. Anyway, where was I? Yes, friends, writing columns, opinions. The conversation over coffee struck me more than usual because this was the second time in less than a week that a friend had started chatting about writing stuff. He too enjoyed my burblings, and as we talked about the process, we were comparing the difference between writing this and writing a textbook. And we agreed that for us, the process was quite similar. Throw words at the page, worry about the details later, while others will stare at the paper page, screen, keyboard, tablet, wanting to ensure every word is correct first time round. Spoiler alert, I'm already on my third delete button. In olden days, I would have had shares in Tippex. Ed, please check if Tippex is even still a thing. And while I admire that approach, the patience, the care, not for me. Brain go fizz, fingers go tappy-tappy, feelings go from brain to page without worrying about the thinking phase. It's genuinely how I've always written. Works now, but try writing like this when you're handing in your homework. Two attempts at my GCSE and A-levels. But hey, you find your place in the world eventually. Which I think is where all this is leading. Talking to my therapist last week, honestly, I'm flattered you think that, but yes, and she's been invaluable. I realise I have reached a place of calm. Honestly, it's the only word I can use to describe it. Like everything is falling into place, as if I'm finally where I'm supposed to be. It's as if life finally makes sense. Which, given the state of the world, really does make me think I'm missing something rather important. But hey, that's for another day. The conversations with the two chums mentioned above have helped me realise that I actually have some good people around me. People who actually get me. And it's not overselling it to say that's an amazing feeling. And being able to write this nonsense is fantastic. Honestly. As my mate said, that I've got an outlet for all that crap in my head is brilliant. For me, if not for you. Which brings me back round to feeling like I have found my place in the world. Next chance you get, look at a cat. Not an ounce of self-doubt there. They know they're a cat and they know they go about doing cat things. That we got this far without mentioning Mr. J is quite impressive. I rarely go a week without mentioning him or making a point with the use of a song or artist you've never heard of. Oh, wait, hang on. There's a new artist around at the moment called Rary. She's careering towards 40, has ADHD, has blown up large portions of her life, but has now released her fantastic album, Restoration, and everything is on track. Her song, Sorry I'm Late, details all the wrong turns she took to get where she is now. And the chorus finishes with the line, Or am I right on time? And this song has been hitting me like a sledgehammer. Because I've realised that while it's taken me almost 50 years, I seem to have actually got to where I'm meant to be. So if you're struggling with things right now, take a breath. It's okay. We get where we're going when we get there. And we arrive when we should. Right on time. It's a hard thing to see at times, but trust me, you'll get there. We'll all arrive where we should be, right on time. And hopefully, before some idiot starts World War III. P.S. Elton John's Captain Fantastic album, specifically the song Bitter Fingers, would have got a mention this week, but I was beaten by the word.